Blog Talk Radio.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because He is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before Him and lay down our lives before Him and just lift up our hearts and thank Him. Glory to Your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King and Lord of all. Hallelujah.
Glory to the King of Kings. We worship you this day. Glory.
heart is full of admiration for you, my Lord, my God and King. Your excellence, my inspiration, your words of grace have made my spirit sing. You love what's right and hate all evil. Therefore, your God sets you on high and on your head pours oil of gladness. Why?
to Reflections. Tonight we're still looking at some things with regards to prayer and praying scripturally. As what our theme has always been about is praying the Word of God. And I was absolutely blessed today. Was working on some projects and had the television on, and it blessed me. I think his name was Reuben, but the prayer that he prayed just literally blessed me. He just simply said that this his name is, sorry about that, yes, Jordan Reuben. That the prayer he prayed was so sound and refreshing that I sat there and I was like, oh my gosh. You know, one portion of it, he prayed for all those that were listening, that like Job, that their latter end would be greater, and that God would surround them with protection. And that like Abraham, how God called them out and he blessed them to be a blessing. And that like Isaac, that they would sow in their year of famine and reap a hundredfold. And that like Jacob, that God would grant to them the wisdom in terms of wisdom and discernment of how to multiply their herds. And as I listened to that the brother praying over the people that would be listening to his program, it absolutely blessed me, because I hear so many unscriptural prayers, so very many things that people just, it seems they pull it out of the sky or the roof or whatever, but just so scriptural or soundness. And just to hear him praying that today was just such a refreshing thing. He went on to say that he asked the Lord to bless them like he blessed Joseph. Where Joseph's dream was for the salvation of many. And I began to think of so many things, of so many people in positions that they don't have an idea why they're there. And that it would be so awesome that God would give them the revelation of not only why they're there, but that they would know that they are there because God has placed them, and that because they are the particular person for that place and time, and that God would give them the wisdom, whether they are in famine or in prosperity, they would know how to run their public offices in such a way to be a blessing. He talked about others, but I'll have to go back and just capture those, the children of Israel. He prayed that just like the children of Israel, for those who were struggling, that God would give them houses that they didn't build, and that he would give them wells that they didn't dig. And again, thinking and just praying God's word back to him, and thinking and praying God's word over someone, that my mind just started racing, and I saw so many possibilities of prayers to pray, that it so encouraged me. Just in terms of studying and searching the scripture out more and more, so that it would become a living, active word to us, a rhema to us, that once we got it into our hearts, hit it into our hearts, that when we spoke it back out, that it would be literally life to those who hear it. I'm telling you, it literally stopped me in my tracks as I heard him praying. This is my prayer for you. Just really, really blessed me. And what I want us to do is to look at some other things with regards to some praying tips. I've been trying to find some different things that would just encourage you in your prayer life. Checking out different writers and just scanning over their things and what they have been teaching Tonight we want to look at John Piper. Piper's tips for praying the word. And as I told you, each time I see that, I get so excited because we can't pray anything else other than God's word. We can't pray anything else other than God's word because that's literally the life force. It's the life force that as we get that word in our hearts and let it settle in our hearts and let it, it says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we just have to get that word inside of us so that we can pray God's word back to him. One of the tips that John Piper gave, he said, realize that there is a different connection between the degree to which our minds are shaped by scripture and the degree to which our prayers are answered. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. And then he goes on and he says, remember that as D.M. McIntyre says, God only answers petitions that his son has had a hand in formulating. If you or I ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And I think that's another thing that we have to get into our mind, lock and load into our minds, that if we ask anything according to his will, not asking amiss, not asking contrary, but being honest and faithful. And of course we mess up, we all do, but just learning what to say and what to pray. Then he goes on and he says, the third note says, note that the early church prayed scripture. For example, the prayers of Acts 4:24-30 quotes Psalm 2. Also, Old Testament prayers like Ezra's prayer in Nehemiah 9:6-37 are rehearsals of biblical history and biblical texts. It just becomes amazing as you study the word that the gems that are hidden in plain sight, that if we would but study the word of God, we would know how to pray the word of God. The fourth note he gave us was praying the word means reading or reciting scripture in a spirit of prayer and letting the meaning of the verse become our prayer and inspire our thought. I get so excited because what happens is that, again, back to that scripture, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And as you're listening to a teaching tape or as you're listening to the word of God being read, it becomes a joy. Literally becomes a joy because you can literally see God's word going forth. I love the scripture says he sent his word and he healed them. It's literally as you hear the word being spoken, the spoken word, you're literally, it's almost like seeing God send his word out. And those that are in attendance, if you can get the picture, you're in a corporate environment or a cell group. And the word of God is being shared, and people are pouring out from their hearts the encouragement of God's word, and some may be praying over their children, but as they pray and grab a hold of the scriptures, it becomes life. It becomes literal life that as you're praying over your children that they would be wise and not walk or sit or stand in the place of scoffers or sinners. You begin to hear that word. You begin to confess that word that your children, say again, your children, confessing that they will be taught of the Lord, that there would be no stone unturned with regards to your children learning and knowing the God of the of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that they will be taught of the Lord. Then he goes on to note number five. There are many possible ways to do it, not just one. It can be done alone or in groups. You can pause after each phase or each sentence and paragraph and chapter. I want to share this with you, and I think this will be a blessing because many of you know what we talk about when we say pray back the scripture. If you grab a hold of let's read Isaiah 60, and you'll kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about. The Lord will be Jerusalem's glory, and as you're meditating on this, and as Piper said, you're taking the word and you're reciting it, you're saying it out loud. So that you can hear it and those that are in your group would be able to hear it. Looking at this, Isaiah 60 says, "Arise, your light has come." You can look at that and say, "I will arise because my light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned on me. Darkness now covers the earth, and thick darkness covers the nation, but the Lord dawns, and his glory appears over me. Nations will come to me. They will come to my light, and kings will come to the brightness of my dawn. Look up, look around, and watch. All of your people assembled and come to you. Your sons come from afar off. My daughters are carried in their arms. Then you will see this land. Then you will see this and rejoice, and your heart will be thrilled with joy because the riches of the sea will be brought to me. The wealth of the nations will come to me. Many camels will cover my land, young camels from Midian and Ephah. Everyone from Sheba will come. They will bring gold and incense. They will sing the praises of the Lord. All of the flocks of Kedar will gather and come to me. The rams of Neboah will serve me. They will be sacrificed as peace offerings on my altar. I will honor my beautiful temple." Sorry about that. So that God will honor his beautiful temple. "Who are these people that fly like clouds, like doves to their nest? Certainly the coastlands will wait with hope for me. The ships from Tarshish, the first to bring my children from afar." And again, I think that scripture is talking about children that have gone astray, prodigal children. And you can literally take this and read this scripture for your children that have gone astray, that they will come back, that they will be delivered, that they will not remain where they are, that the glory of the Lord that's rising on you will also arise on them, and that the peace of God that covers you will also cover them. It's just a matter of getting the word and rehearsing it and saying back to God what he has already said. It's an amazing thing just to see how God's word spoken will bring liberty to those who are captive by the enemy. And as we continue this, we're leaving you live tonight, and we will be coming to continue the program as we record it. But also read Psalm 1, where it talks about, "Blessed is a person who does not follow the advice of the wicked, take the path of sinners, or join the company of mockers." Say that for yourself. Say that I am blessed because I refuse to walk with the wicked. I refuse to take the path of sinners. And as you read it, remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
My heart is full of admiration for you, my Lord, my God. Your excellence, Pours oil of gladness.
welcome back. We have about 10 more minutes or so, but praying God's word, we've been talking about this, as I said, and getting in the habit of hiding God's word in our heart so that we can pray it back to him. That makes our prayers absolutely powerful. Hebrews 4:12 says, God's word is alive and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. When we speak and pray the scriptures, we are coming into agreement and alignment with God, and his power is released to answer our prayers. Maybe you feel like God doesn't hear you, or your prayers are not going past the ceiling. Or maybe you just don't know what to pray for in the set of circumstances that you are. And it becomes interesting, too, because as you move into the prophetic prayer and God begin to answer totally and contrary to what you expected, and just literally showing you that he's God all by himself, and that as we ask him and sit at his feet, we will know what to say and what to pray. We will know the moment that a particular prayer allows itself, and we will see the manifested presence of the living God. We will just see that God literally watches over his word, and he performs it. The benefits of praying scripture are innumerable. Praying the scriptures will increase your spiritual growth. You actually learn to lean into God and learn what God says about certain situations. And by praying his word, you will see his results. Many people have testified that they've testified that just by praying the healing scriptures, they have been healed physically as well as mentally. And if you don't, or if you haven't, you know, find some of the healing scriptures. Some of Integrity used to do quite a few scripture songs. But get the scripture songs and the word of God, and allow it to begin to be spoken out in your home, spoken out when you are at your dinner table. And that's the benefits of praying the scriptures, is as you hide it in your heart and you pray and ask God's mercy upon that day, you will begin to be just amazed at how God literally watches over his word to perform it. You can live you can live a stress-free life if you will only just put and pray as you ought. You are turning the situation over to God. You literally see in his word where it says that he neither slumbers nor does he sleep. These scripture prayers are very easy to read, and they're so worth memorizing it so that you're not going and fumbling through the Bible and scratching here and there, but memorize it. Put it on those little index cards and make it your daily task that you will learn scripture a day. And then that way you know exactly what to pray and how to pray it. I want to give you some of the let's see if we can give you some of the things that would encourage your heart. God is faithful. We're going to look at just how prayer for salvation and any other prayer that we can learn or borrow from someone else until we really have been taught in terms of the things of God. Prayer for salvation. You could pray something like this: Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I repent of my sins and open my heart to let Jesus come inside of me. Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior. I believe you died for my sins and you were raised from the dead. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for saving me in Jesus' name. And it's so important to witness, tell someone what you've done, that you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And then get in the Word. Get in the Word and begin to read it and devour it like there's no tomorrow. Because you know that God is a prayer-answering God. There's too many evidence that people can't just say that they were happenstance, but they were God's divine intervention. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to his holy name. The Lord is just so faithful concerning his word. And as we hide his word becomes such a reality in our life. If he says that we are to share it, if he says that we are to be quiet and go in on a 24-hour fast, be obedient. Be obedient because you may not see it just at that moment, but because of your obedience, you will be able to say that you trusted God and you trusted his word. And you literally prayed it back to him 24/7. Hide God's word into your heart. I want us to look at one, continue looking at Psalm 1. And what we see is we can make it personal, up close and personal. Because we literally see that God's word is here for our benefit. And he loads us with so many things, but he daily loads us with benefits of his word. Praise God. Going on to Psalm 1, verse 4. Going on to verse 4. Wicked people are not like that. Instead, they are like a husk that the wind blows away. That is why wicked people will not be able to stand in the judgment, and sinners will not be able to stand where righteous people gather. And as you begin to see this, the Lord knows the way of the righteous people. The Lord knows and orders your steps every day. So when you get up, begin to thank him for ordering your steps and ordering your conversations aright, that he will put everything in plain sight for you so that you will see that he is for you and not against you. Take the scriptures, learn them, memorize them, and go through each one. And let it become personal for you. Let it become very, very personal for you, so that when people come and see the glory of the Lord on you and the strength that you're continuing to walk in, they will know that it's because of the word of God. They'll know it. The Lord bless you until next time. We'll pick back up on this tomorrow. But in the meantime, thank you so much for listening in. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We will give God glory for giving us a hunger and a thirst for his word, because it's worth it.
My heart is full.